Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. The signs of concussion can show up right after an injury or sometimes hours later. To talk about the signs, symptoms, and treatment of concussion in children and teens is Dr. Alec DeCastro. He's an assistant professor and the chief of primary care sports medicine in the Department of Family Medicine at MUSC. Dr. DeCastro, tell us a bit about concussions specifically in children and teens.
Basically, what a concussion is, it's a disturbance in brain function caused by a direct or indirect blow to the brain, which may be caused by sports or other activities.
What are the signs and symptoms that a child or a teenager might have a concussion?
I usually describe concussions within four areas. It's either cognitive, physical, emotional, or sleep. So physical signs and symptoms are symptoms like nausea and vomiting, sensitivity to light, kind of like a migraine almost. So a lot of the symptoms can mimic migraine headaches. They have dizziness problems, balance problems. They can be dazed or stunned. They can also have cognitive problems, so they feel foggy, they feel mentally slow, they have difficulty concentrating, particularly with class or any activities. A lot of times they have difficulty remembering things right away, which is called amnesia. And then they can be confused about recent events. Sleep is typically affected. They either sleep too much or drowsy. And then the final thing that is seen in concussions that is not commonly known is you can have emotional symptoms, and kids can be anxious or depressed. And so all these symptoms are important to recognize to diagnose a concussion.
So tell us a little bit more about that time window where we might see some of these symptoms you're talking about.
So the first thing is that they have an injury that's seen, and the second thing is that they usually have symptoms within minutes or seconds right after the injury, or even hours or the next day they can have symptoms. A lot of the symptoms are so mild that the child won't notice anything or say anything to the coach or their parents. And so, you know, I think it's important to kind of ask questions about, like, how the child is doing after the injury to make sure that they don't have a concussion.
And what is the appropriate thing to do if a parent or a coach suspects that the child might have a concussion?
So the first thing is to notice at the time of the injury is to get them medically evaluated. The emergent thing is as if they have a severe head injury or severe symptoms. Those kids need to go to the emergency room to possibly get a CAT scan to rule out anything bad like a brain bleed or swelling in the brain. And usually those kids have really immediate or really bad neurologic symptoms like nausea and vomiting or a deterioration of their mental status. And so those, hopefully, if you notice any of those conditions, those kids should be rushed to the emergency room. If they have mild symptoms, then I think the child has to be monitored and then seen by a medical professional. They're the ones that are going to be able to diagnose the nuances of concussion to say they definitely have a concussion, and then what are the next steps?
And what is the treatment for a concussion?
For the most part, if they have mild symptoms, and they should get rest. After that, to be cleared to return to play, they should be seen by a medical professional like a certified athletic trainer or a concussion specialist.
And might this take weeks of rest?
The normal course for a concussion can be anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks.
And what about coaches in particular who are involved in children and teen sports? What information can you offer to coaches?
So the state of South Carolina does mandate that coaches and schools are trained in recognizing and treating concussions. So the first thing that I recommend that coaches be directed to is the website by the CDC called Heads Up Concussion. It has online training there for coaches to recognize and treat concussions.
Dr. DeCastro, thanks for providing this information about concussions.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.